following is a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com.
Hi there, welcome to Wilson Wednesdays. We are sitting here in what we would like to call the family van. This is our minivan. There was a season in our lives where we had two minivans because we had
No car payment.
Exactly
we
right.
We kept two minivans.
And we still don't have a car payment, which is great.
I know.
But here's the thing. I don't have to drive the minivan anymore. I don't get to.
He doesn't get to.
But I love them. The minivan was so good to us.
It's a good thing.
For so many years.
It's a great thing.
Anyways, we're here inside said minivan.
Yeah.
And
for Carpool Wilson Wednesday.
Carpool Wilson Wednesday. Yes. Karaoke. You're going to sing.
We're not singing today.
Bethany's going to sing a song. And then I'm going to join in with her.
Or you're welcome. I apologize. Or you're welcome.
Yes. No. Harmony. Okay. Our topic today is going to be
Count it all.
Joy. All right. So
our daughter's middle name is Joy.
Abby.
And my mom's name is Joy.
Yes. And we thought joy, because as so often has been the subject of trials and difficulties in this season, in the last couple days recently have gone through a small trial, small difficulty, and the topic of what are we learning in this season came up. Like, why do we walk through these seasons? God, why do you have us walk through these seasons? And Bethany?
Instead of turning and running,
because it's oftentimes you feel like you want
fight
to
or flight.
You want to get out of there. You want to get out of the situation, but what keeps you in the game? What keeps you walking through that trial and difficulty? And I will just make sure you understand, small trial, small difficulty. But
we're all healthy. We're all well.
Yes. And in light of what some of you may be walking through, it's a small one, but nonetheless, whether big or small, what's the outcome?
And so the women's study, we're going through the book of James. And so this week, we're in chapter 1 and, verse 2 says, "Dear brothers and sisters, when trials come your way, consider it an opportunity for great joy. For you know that when your faith is tested, your endurance or your perseverance has a chance to grow. So let it grow. And when your endurance or perseverance is fully developed, you will be perfect and complete, needing nothing." And in my Warren Wiersbe study Bible, I love this thing that he talks about, that enduring faith that is built through trials and through difficulty. He said, "If we value comfort more than character, then trials will upset us. If we live only for the present and forget the future, then trials will make us bitter, not better. If we respond well, however, testing works for us." Through testing, God wants to produce in us patience, endurance, and the ability to keep going when things are tough. In the Bible, endurance is not a passive acceptance of circumstances. It's a courageous perseverance in the face of suffering and difficulty. Wow. We must go through the difficulties of life, trust God, and obey Him. The result will be endurance and character. Knowing this, we can face trials joyfully. We know what trials will do in us and for us, and we know that the end result will bring glory to God. So that was just huge. Just remembering that even though we're in trials and difficult times, that persevering through and knowing that this is going to work for us, sticking with it and continuing to obey the Lord and seek the Lord and say, "Lord, what do you have? Show me your ways. I'm not running, because I know that you are above all and in all and through all." And so that is that opportunity. It says it's an opportunity for joy. It's those trials are an opportunity to grow, or they're an opportunity to be bitter and angry that, you know, it's happening.
Yeah.
So hanging on to that joy and persevering, being courageous. I love how he says, like, it's an opportunity to just be courageous and keep going.
So let's be that.
Yeah.
As a people, as a people of God, be courageous and bold. Bye, y'all. Have a great rest of your week.
This has been a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com or call 714-891-9495.
Set free my heart. Set free my soul. I don't wanna be a prisoner no more. Unlock the door that holds me in. This is the day that life begins. Set free my heart. Set free my soul. I don't wanna be a prisoner no more.
No more.
Unlock the door.